AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The first comprehensive report into the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has revealed that the battery of the locator beacon for the plane's data recorder had expired more than a year before the jet vanished in March of 2014. Mike Vivian, a former head of flight operations at the UK Civil Aviation Authority, told Sky News the battery in question should have been replaced, but it's also likely that it worked well past its expiration date.
It's not like a conventional battery where it runs out and it stops working. In fact, the report makes clear that there's reason to believe it probably continued working and it will just fade out, so to speak. But these batteries have a long life, something in the orders of about 6 years.
Community and civil rights leaders across the country are weighing in on the police-involved shooting of 19-year-old Tony Robinson in Madison, Wisconsin.
This can happen anywhere, everywhere, regardless of race.
Dane County NAACP President Greg Jones says the Friday night shooting of unarmed 19-year-old Tony Robinson by 45-year-old Madison police officer Matt Kenny shows a need for increased police training.
It's just a grim reminder of the urgent need to reform.
He's calling for transparency in the shooting investigation.
We have one time to get it right. And it must be right.
Missouri pastor Carlton Lee sees a parallel in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown by officer Darren Wilson.
Not all cops are bad, just like not all young African-American men are not bad.
I'm Nikki Mayo.
Activists say coalition warplanes have killed at least 9 militants at the local headquarters of an al-Qaeda-linked group in northwestern Syria. An activist collective and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say the airstrike Sunday targeted a Nusra Front compound near the Turkish border. They say at least 9 Nusra Front militants were killed. This is AP Radio News. Number 11 Northern Iowa rallies to beat Illinois State for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament title.
The 11th-ranked Northern Iowa Panthers overcome an 18-point first-half deficit, and they beat Illinois State 69-60 in the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Panthers opened the second half on a 25-4 run to erase a 36-22 halftime deficit. Northern Iowa led in scoring by Seth Tuttle and Nate Buss with 15 points. Illinois State gets 16 from Deshaun Knight. Northern Iowa advances to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2010 with a record of 30-3. Mike Reeves, St. Louis.
Paris Fashion Week continued in France today. There were shows by Givenchy, Kenzo, Celine, and Chloe. Singer Katy Perry and Kim Kardashian were the queens of the night at Givenchy's star-studded show. Kenzo's show at her warehouse featured rectangular mirrored walls moving behind the models on the catwalk. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.